Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Bear Witness. Sorry it took so long. I mean, this has been a messed up reading. Like, I recorded this whole thing, and it just didn't record the video. It had the audio perfect, but there was no video, so that sucked. And then I was just going to do it a while ago, and I realized I was doing the wrong fucking episode. I was reading stuff we already covered. So here I am with the stuff we haven't covered, and I'll shut up and get to it. How'd orientation go? It went okay. Yeah, it's never super informative, and I remember nearly falling asleep during mine. Right? Why do they keep the room so damn warm? Exactly, but Dean Walsh is cool. There were a couple of people snoring in the back during mine, and he didn't say a word to them. He pulled them aside after and gave them some of the info that they missed. Yeah, Brian comes across as a pretty laid-back guy. I like him. Brian, huh? You on first-name terms? Do you know him already? Not like... He knew a little about my history. He told me we could talk if I needed. I think he was just trying to, like, go the extra mile or something. That's cool. Always nice to have someone you can vent with. Yeah, it is. Anyway, I was gonna ask you if you, like, wanted to hang out or something. No big deal if you can't, but I wouldn't mind if you did. I was a little overwhelmed, I'm sorry, but I'd still very much like to hang out with you. Oh, okay, that's cool. She smiles at you. No big deal. Good. So for our hangout, she blushes a bit. Do you want to play a game or something?
I don't know. Do you want to play a game? Not that kind of game, guys.
It's like, alright, Grim. Let's see if you can get through this barbed wire without getting cut. Ha! 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 And then escape this tank full of venomous, a vicious piranhas.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
A game like online or a LAN party or something? No, I was thinking more like a tabletop game of some kind. Maybe a TTRPG or something? A titty RPG? More a laughs. No, TT, not titty. It stands for tabletop. Oh, damn. You let out a sigh. What? I kind of want to play a titty RPG now. I can think of a few. There's one out there where the busts increase as you continue to go through the game. I can't quite remember exactly the name of it. And the other game was actually brought over to... Like, there was a PC port that was in progress and just never fucking got brought over. It's a shame. We can weep for that port. That was completely fully translated, by the way. The company just said, nope. Or Steam did. One of them. Anyway, we only have one TTRPG that I know of until others are made. Which shouldn't be long. She giggles again. So what's a tabletop RPG like? D&D? Exactly! Oh, I've never done that. Isn't that like a group thing? Oh man, if this gets like Between Two Worlds, which by the way just released Chapter 9, which means it's much further along than I thought. And we'll get back to it soon, just like Lust Academy and maybe some others. Oh, I've never done that. Isn't that like a group thing? More nods. Yeah, but I don't have a group anymore, so I thought maybe I could introduce you to the game. I'll give it a shot. Okay, sure. Is there anything I'll need? Nope, I'll make sure you have dice and all that. I mean, at least for now. You'll want to buy your own eventually. Okay, sure. I'll give it a shot. When? Sunday work for you? It's a slow day for driving, so it's a good day to take a break. Yeah, that sounds awesome. Text me and let me know where and when. So there you have it, your redhead D&D girlfriend. Some guys, like, you're just... It's... The tent can only go so high. Like, Grim, I can only get so hard. She's a redhead and she loves D&D. I literally cannot get any more fucking erect than I am now. I can understand it. I can absolutely understand it. Maybe there's a few girls that kind of gush over this too. We hear you ladies loud and clear. Everybody, well, there's some people out there that really, really want the redhead D&D girlfriend. Or just the redhead. She slows the car and stops in front of your house. She smiles at you, clearly pleased. I'll do that. Well, thanks for the lift. I'll talk to you again soon. Yeah, I'll make sure I text you later, with the game info, I mean. You climb out and wave at her. She's got a nice car. As she drives away before heading to the front door. That would have been a black screen forever had I not done anything. We were waiting for nothing. You enter the house and head into the living room. Heidi and Athena are seated on the couch talking. Hey, look who's back! How'd it go? Woman, get your feet off the table. Were you raised in a barn? That's a very southern girl thing to do, though. I used to know a lot of ladies that would put their, like when I was riding with her, she would put her feet on the dashboard. Now, a lot of people would say, oh, that's not such a big deal, but yeah, like she's a passenger side, she put her feet on the dashboard of the car. And that's just a southern thing. A lot of the girls I knew growing up in high school, they, you know, they'd wear their sandals, but they'd often go barefooted. They just, it didn't matter to them. I mean, I'm talking high school guys. I'm not talking grade school. I'm talking high school girls just walking around barefooted. Boy, if you were a foot fetish person, you had it. But it's just a country girl thing. It's different. People aren't used to wearing a lot of shoes and stuff all the time. I mean, a lot of people run around barefooted because they run around barefoot as kids and they barefooted as adults. Shit, a lot of people ran around without a lot of clothes. They just, you know, it's different out here in the country. Hey, look who's back. How'd it go? Not bad, nothing special. Boring as hell, really. You head to a chair and sit down. They always are. When's your first class? Tomorrow. I've got the rest of the day off. Figured I'd just finish getting settled. You still not done with that? No, I've been a little distracted. I told you we should chill out for a bit. And I said okay. I wasn't the one who came into your room last night and... Okay, okay. Fucking stop. Sorry, Grim. It isn't you guys, really. I can barely hear you two normally. If I didn't want to hear it, I'd put some music on or something. Oh, so you do want to hear us. You look at her, eyes half-lidded, face straight. She laughs. Anyway, yeah, don't worry about me. Do what you need to. I'm not here to, like, put a cramp in your style or anything. Okay, just if you ever need us to tone it down, say something. Oh, that's unlikely as fuck, but I'll keep it in mind. Anyway, I'm gonna head upstairs and do some stuff. You guys need me for anything, give me a holler. Oh, we will, ha ha. You climb the stairs to your room. Today's been emotionally exhausting. Seeing Sadie for the first time in so many years was a shock. And not the same Sadie that we have in Returning to Mia. We got a lot of Sadies now, I have to differentiate. I don't want y'all to get them mixed up. They have crossovers, but it ain't like that. Even though it might make life harder, I'm happy she's here. It'll be good to reconnect with her. You spend the next few hours puttering about your room, putting away the last few things that hadn't been unpacked. Eventually, you turn on your computer, but you have trouble focusing. It appears the stress of the day is finally catching up to you. As it does... And that's the last of my beer. Alright. Some men would be like, okay, time for another one, but not me. I'm usually good with one beer. I don't know. turning up some music just in case you get ready for bed early. Shutting off the lights and climbing between the sheets, you lay there for some time, anxious. Eventually, sleep takes you. Shelby, I need you to get under my desk and hide, right now. I don't understand what's going on. Just do as I say, please, and no matter what, don't make a sound, for any reason. Dad, you're freaking me out here. Now! Not a sound, no matter what. You hear a voice is coming from the doorway into the office. You hunch down, peering from beneath the desk. All that is visible are four sets of feet and lower legs.
Boss said to tell you good work on the last bit. He's happy with it.
I'm glad to hear it. Ooh, pardon me.
I'm glad to hear it. Tom and I worked on it for most of the weekend. And you're Tom? Yeah, good to finally meet you.
You guys want a drink or anything?
Nah, we don't have a lot of time. You got the book for us? You hear the sound of a file cabinet squealing open. Right here. Perfect. We're gonna get out of your hair, but real quick, I wanted to ask.
What's that?
Did you think you'd get away with it?
I don't know what you mean.
Wait, whoa! Don't fuck with me, Beck. I don't have time to play patty cake with you.
Joey, I swear I have no idea.
The gunshot rings out.
You clamp your hands over your mouth and see your father slump to his knees.
Stop, please! He didn't know! It was all me! Fucking told you! Yeah, yeah.
Another gunshot rings out. Tom's body falls to the ground, his eyes wide open, staring almost directly at you.
Sorry, big guy, but he tried to fuck us, and that shit falls on you, too. This isn't personal. Just finish it.
You can see the blood pooling around your father's body. Another gunshot goes off and he falls on his back, a bloody hole in the side of his head.
Dad! Okay, let's get the fuck out of here.
You sit up, your body drenched in sweat. It's quiet. Dark. Fuck, I thought those were over. Taking a breath, you lay back down, trying to calm yourself. You begin to recite quietly.
I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration.
Eventually, sleep takes you again. Tuesday. You awaken with a deep yawn. Glancing at the clock, you see it's a little past 9 in the morning. Got plenty of time until my first class this afternoon. I wonder if the girls are home. You throw on some pants and head downstairs. It's quiet, and after a quick glance around you, you see that Heidi's door is open and she appears to be out. Athena's door is closed and you can faintly hear snoring from within. Heidi did warn me not to wake her, so I'll leave her be, get some breakfast in me, and make sure I'm ready for my day. You brush your teeth and head to the kitchen. You know, I don't know about you guys, but I always brush my teeth after breakfast, not before breakfast. Cheerios with strawberries. Well, that's a breakfast. At least that's better than that measly toast he had. As you're pouring yourself a bowl of cereal, you're surprised by Priscilla making her presence known, weaving between your legs and yelling at you plaintively. As any cat owner knows, that means the cat is hungry and you better fucking feed it. Hey you, what's up, little girl? You squat down and scratch her face and ears. You look over at her bowl while she looks over at your bowl. Human, your bowl is full and mine is empty, damn it. Ah, you've not been fed yet. I'll see if I can find it for you. You search through the cabinets and pantry to no avail. You're not sure where the food is, but the cat is obviously hungry and you'd feel guilty if you didn't make sure she was fed. Guess I'm risking my life this morning for a cat. Ugh. You knock gently on Athena's door. After a moment without the sound of snoring inside changing, you knock a little harder and you hear a snort and sputter. A moment later, the door opens suddenly. Hey, sorry to wake you. Sorry to wake your titties, but But the cat hasn't been fed and I don't know where the food is. Athena stalks past you, apparently oblivious to the fact that she's nearly naked. She opens a low cupboard and pulls out the cat food. She then pours a small amount into Priscilla's bowl. Shit, I'm sorry. I thought I looked everywhere. I must have missed that. Don't worry about it. Heidi's usually good about making sure she's fed, but she probably overslept this morning and had to rush. Cool. I won't wake you again in the future for something like this. I guess I could have texted her and asked. It's okay. She starts to walk back to her bedroom, and you see her glance down at herself and look back at you, blushing. You couldn't tell me my tits were out? She turns to you, hand on her hip. You're finding it difficult to look elsewhere. Well, here they are. Get a good look. I said, yeah, they look nice. I mean, I said this in the original video, but I'll say it again. Nudity isn't that big of a deal. I mean, even if you're with a woman that has the biggest breasts in the world, eventually they're just the biggest breasts in the world. They're not like, I mean, it's not like you don't enjoy it. It's just like, okay, like, great. You know, even if you got a guy and he's got like a, I don't know, Jonah Falcon kind of dick, eventually, you know, I'm talking for the ladies here. You know, they're like, yeah, you know, it's big, but it's like, what, 7 in the morning or something, and then, no, you're worried about is sleep. You're not worried about anything else, because that's a thing that happens in life. When you're fucking tired and your body's like, you know what, I don't even care right now. And that's a really good thing, actually. It's not that you don't feel sexual attraction for each other, it's that it's fucking 7, 5, you know, it's early in the morning. I don't get up until around noon, okay? So, like, I don't want any real distractions, and if there is a distraction, like, I usually handle it and then go back to fucking sleep, if I can. If not, I take something to go back to sleep, because sometimes you gotta do that. But, yeah, not a big deal for me, guys. I don't think nudity should be considered a big deal. And here in America, we're real Puritans about it. Like some breasts and ass and vagina and penis. Like we're all really just real big on that. It's like, oh no, it's a... Yeah, everybody has those things, okay? That's things you're born with, right? So it's not really as big of a deal as people make it out to be. And I kind of wish people would stop doing that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with sexy games and fun games like that. But again, like, if it's early in the morning, it's like, yeah, okay. Hey, they're nice. Go get yourself some rest. And of course she'll laugh at that, because she's expecting the guy to, like, gurgle all over her tits, like, oh! It's like, you say, oh, yeah, you know, they're nice, but go get yourself some sleep. You need it. You look like you need it. And then she might, you know, laugh and flip you off a little bit. Because, I mean, I know women like that. And then go back to sleep. What? You look at her breasts taking them in. They're full and round. Her nipples are pebbly and firm. They're pebbly, are they? You know, your nipples are quite pebbly, and for that, she'd throw him out the window, and I wouldn't believe, and I wouldn't. I'd be like, this creep called my nipples pebbly. I mean, come on, who does that? You wonder what the barbells through each one of them would feel like on your tongue. Well, you may have your chance. And I've known girls with pierced nipples. Women like her, I've been around a lot. that's the kind I gravitated towards, right? You see why I don't really date anybody now? Because, like, those are the kind I go for. It's like, oh, does she... They're like, oh, you should never go with the ones with the tattoos, but those are the ones I went for. The tattooed rocker crazy goth chicks. And I put crazy because that's just part of it. That doesn't mean they can't function. It's just, you know, they're... You feel yourself beginning to harden. Oh, Lord, are we Geodude now? Geodude, use harden! Roar! Eventually, you raise your eyes to hers, and you see she's blushing hard. She snorts at you and turns on her heel, stalking out of the room. Onyx, use harden! You always wonder if that was a dick joke just kind of thrown in there that nobody thought would notice. A large stone snake, and it uses harden! You finish getting your breakfast before heading upstairs to dress for the day. It looks clear out, so you decide to walk to school around noon. Your first class is on primitive art, and the instructor has a captivating way of relaying information almost like a story. 90 minutes slip by like nothing, and you almost find yourself disappointed when class ends. Primitive art, huh? In this year, Ook made this painting of Stick Man and Little Bison. Wow. I am so happy that Ook created fucking... And did he draw titties on the stick people too? As you step out of the classroom, your phone begins to vibrate. You pull it out of your pocket to see that it's Zenda, the girl you met on the train. Hey, Zenda, what's up? Hello, Grim. Not much. I was just wondering if you had plans for Friday. I'd like to take you out. What'd you have in mind? I was thinking dinner and perhaps drinks after. Yeah, sounds good. Let's do that. After our discussion on the train, I thought you could use with some tutelage.
Tutelage?
Ah, yes, you're an attractive man, Grim, but I get the impression that you're lacking in confidence, and I'd like to help with that. Well, good for you, Zenda. There's a lot of women out there that could really, if you're listening, there's a lot of women out there, and I know I've got female viewers because I know how many hits my yowie shit got. So anyway, like I'm saying, if you've got a guy that you like and you think is lacking in confidence, you as a woman can help with that. That's something that you can do to help that person to be a better person. That way, if you do want to have a relationship with them, they will be a little bit more confident and assure of themselves in a relationship. Because remember, if you're going to be with this person, you're going to face hardships together. That's one thing about being in a relationship that people really don't think about too much. They think about the love, but the love is what connects people. But it's the ability to deal with all the crap that life throws at you that really shows the strength of a relationship. And that's where you need somebody that's confident and assured, you know, has assurance of himself, right? Where he knows who he is. He's able to be a man. That's very important. A lot of women, you know, maybe they want to be the man, but sometimes you have to put the armor down a little bit and let him do his job. Remember what nature did, you know, men, they hunted. They went out and they hunted and they killed, and that was, you know, they would present pelts and things to the women, and well, they present meat and all that kind of thing, and this is what we're going to have, and that sort of thing. So, yeah, sometimes a man needs a chance to be confident in himself and be a man. It's very, very important, and women can help with that. A woman is supposed to be the forge in which a man sharpens his blade. That, I think, is very, very important. If the forge is not... You know, if the forge is not doing its job, then the blade is going to be dull. So I think it's very important for women to realize that. I'm going to say that to Empress tomorrow, too. I definitely want her to hear that. I think... Oh, it's also her husband's birthday tomorrow. So, yeah, that's another thing. And I don't know if we're going to be able to do the show. It's also my mother's birthday tomorrow. I know, right? It's everybody's birthday tomorrow. We might just wait to Monday. But yeah, at any rate, we'll definitely be doing that show at some point. And I'll be talking to her about the forge and the blade. I think it's really important to understand a woman's nature, or excuse me, the woman's place in regards to a man. Like, what her role in the relationship is supposed to be. Somebody's supposed to sharpen somebody, right? So, I mean, that's what I think. Now, I know there's some women out there that are definitely going to wear the pants and be the warrior out there, but sometimes they get a little bored, you know. You get this woman that has to be the strong man all the time, and you're like, well, you know, sometimes I need somebody that's stronger than me. And I've had women admit this to me. I remember one woman, she said, man, this electric bill and all this other shit's going on. These good people calling me. She said, what I need is a goddamn man to get on the phone and fucking tell these people. I said, yeah, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Because sometimes, like, yeah, you need a man to go on there and say, hey, now, what are you trying to do here? Because there are people that will take advantage of women all the time. And that's what men really are supposed to do, is stop women, especially older women, from getting taken advantage of, because these companies will fucking do it. Alright, so she says, yes, you're an attractive man, Grim, but I get the impression you're lacking in confidence, and I'd like to help with that. Oh, I'm not sure. Darling, listen, worst case here, you and I have a wonderful dinner together and a tolerable time drinking and dancing. You better listen to Zenda. Best case, we have an amazing time all around, dance with one another while everyone watches and envying one or the both of us. And it's my treat. What do you have to lose? I'll do it. That actually doesn't sound terrible. Good, then it's settled. Friday night, the two of us, dinner, drinks, and dancing. This woman wants to do something for you. You need to let her do it. Sounds good, though. Shoot. What is it? I don't have a car. I wouldn't be able to pick you up and take you there. Oh, dear. I wouldn't expect you to... Excuse me. She says, oh, dear. I wouldn't expect you to. Regardless, I'll be picking you up. We should arrive in style, after all. You know, I mean, I like this idea because I personally don't drive. It's not that I can't drive. You know, I'm a fairly decent driver. But I just don't care for it. I never got that feel of the just enjoying driving. So yeah, women that like to drive to places, yeah, I'm all up for that. It's like, oh, I'll pick you up. Okay, cool. That's not something we do here in the States. Like, a lot of women are like, you don't have a car, blah, blah, blah. But in other countries, it's a little different. It's like, oh, no, I'll pick you up. We'll go do things. It'll be fun. Like, it's no big deal. It's like, it's just completely different, it's a completely different system over there, I guess, in some ways. Cool. Then I'll text you my address, and you let me know what time to expect you. And then you better have your ass ready. Get yourself a shower. Get yourself a shave. Shit, if necessary. Clean yourself up as good as you can. And then, of course, you know, brush your teeth. A lot of people, you know, forget that. Dress nice. I mean, especially for the woman, depends on who you're with. If she wants you to dress like a certain kind of person, then you better dress like that certain kind of person. Dress as nice as you can. If she's looking classy, you better look classy. If she's dressing kind of, you know, like punk or metal or something, then you can dress like punk or metal. Or, you know, if she's casual, dress casual. It's whatever. It doesn't have to be a big thing, but you definitely want to match what she's doing. It's going to be kind of awkward if she's bringing you to a classy place and you're not dressing classy. This is something that took me a long time to realize. And my rebel heavy metal sense, where it's like, oh, hey, I'm supposed to actually, you know, wear a nice suit or wear something presentable that people wouldn't, you know, like, not like a graphic tee. I love graphic tees. You know, I wear them all the time. But when you're at a classy event, you kind of want to dress sharp. Nice shoes, nice pair of pants, you know, everything. Everything look nice as you possibly can. And then you go in there and you do your thing. And she says, oh, you look good. Remember, you want to look clean cut. Because if you're going with this kind of girl, and you know she's bringing you to a classic event, they're going to expect clean cut men. If your beard's kind of, you know, growing out a little bit, you shave it. Or, you know, if it looks haggard, just shave it all off. Unless she likes beards, but, you know, it's hard to tell. Some women do like the beard, some women don't. It depends on who you're talking with. Some women will literally go up there and say, ooh, shoot, shave that off. I've had, women will say that. They don't like your beard, they'll tell you right up. That looks awful. You need to get rid of it. I mean, it's up to you. Now, sometimes that's a test. Sometimes that's like, ooh, I wonder if he'll simp down and fucking shave his beard for me. Ooh, I can make him shave his whole beard off. Sometimes they'll do that. I know. I've lived with women. Like I said, I've lived with women for many, many years. Women my age, I know all about it. I know your tricks. So, alright guys, at any rate, this would be the Grimlord. I think we're done with this one. Don't worry guys, we'll be bringing this back to you. I know not a whole hell of a lot happened, but it's a long game and we got plenty of time. And I want to continue with it. And, you know, I'd love to rant through these anyway. So, it is what it is. But we'll see you guys next time with more Bear Witness on the... No, I was going to say the Grim Articles show. Boy, that would have been shit. On Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Stay tuned. I'm out.